Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we'll get back to the phones here because, listen, Ike, Eagles fans, we had this feeling before. Eagles fans, everything's gravy this year with the Eagles, right? They got fans got their Super Bowl. Let's see what happens. It's gravy. They win another one. It's gravy, man.
No, it ain't gravy. We got a few that were old. And that's sort of the mentality I'm going to keep. And listen, I think for each fan, to each his own, you can sort of go into the season the way that you want to. I do believe once the season gets underway, what's in your DNA, what your fanhood is made up of, that's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. It doesn't go away when other sports teams in other sports cities, especially the major ones, and I'm talking, you know, Philly, Boston, New York, Chicago, places like that,
that have passionate fan bases.
It doesn't go away. Sure, the Cubs fans are happy after 120 years they finally won a World Series. You think they don't want one now?
They do. I mean, here's what I'll say.
Of course they do.
I think that what maybe the Super Bowl means to Eagles fans is the losing will hurt less than it did before.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like losing an NFC championship game pre-Super Bowl was devastating. It was devastating because the eyes on the prize, never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I think it helps with that. But
the only thing it helps with in my mind, John, is no one can ever tell you that your team has never won a Super Bowl. That's all it helps with.
You know what? Then they say you only get one.
You know what, though? Yeah. We can't say the Jets have never won a Super Bowl either. But who gives a damn? They won one, Super Bowl III. They're still the Jets.
Yeah. Well, you already have Cal Turd that's being like, so you're a little bit better than the Lions. You have one Super Bowl.
Well, you're still getting that. Well, hold on. You know why that is? Because, and this is what I love about our fan base, we're not sparing anyone. We're shoving this thing in your face and letting you know that we're Super Bowl champions. And we've been doing it all offseason.
Yep.
We've been waiting a long time to do it. And I don't begrudge fans that are doing it. So don't take it the wrong way. That's the way you should be as a fan base. But it's one. And once tomorrow night kicks off, there's nothing you can do about the one you got in February. You always have it as a memory. We all got the DVDs. I got $2,000 worth of apparel. Right? Sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts. Yeah, I got it. I'm damn near that. Yeah, I got it, right? We got it. We're going to always have that. We can hold on to it as long as we want to. I got on my Super Bowl shirt today. I see TK. He got his on today. You know, there isn't a day that goes by that somebody around here doesn't have Super Bowl memorabilia on. You want to still be wearing these same shirts in 5 years?
No.
Exactly. Neither do I.
All right, so real fast, the Phillies lineup's out tonight.
I need to get another one.
And unless I'm seeing things here.
Uh-oh.
So, Boer is back. Okay. I wanted more Boer.
You wanted more Boer.
But Santana's in the lineup, too.
Who's leading off?
Well, Santana's leading off.
Okay.
But defensively, if Boer is playing first base.
Oh, where's Santana playing?
Let's make Ike guess.
Left field?
No.
Oh. Where else could he be playing?
That's why I wouldn't be able to answer.
Yeah. Where else could
he
be playing?
Can we get L.A. back on the line?
we had L.A. too. Hold on.
Did you text L.A.?
Please tell me he's not playing second base.
Text L.A. and just say that Santana is playing where he's playing. He's playing third base tonight.
Oh. Well, the first thing I'm thinking
is this a trick tweet?
I think I see the blue check mark. Yeah, it's real.
So has he played third base before? I don't know. How many of these guys move from one position to another?
Well, the better question is, should he be playing third base?
I would think no, but we didn't think Cabrera could play shortstop either.
He can't.
But he's been there every night, though. He's been there.
We'll have to look on. I mean, I'm assuming he's played.
Hold on. So we could have Santana at third, Cabrera at short, and Boer.
Let me tell you something. That is the worst defensive infield in the history of the world.
Dude, unless the ball gets hit directly to them, I mean, anything 2 feet to the right or 2 feet to the left is going down the line for a double.
So Carlos Santana has played ostensibly three innings at third base this year, and he played.
He did?
Yeah, I guess late in games they might have put him there in like a blow. Maybe one of the blowouts that might have happened.
The Indians, because of a lineup jam when he was at the Indians, they played him at third base in 2014.
In 26 games, yeah.
Just for a quick Google.
And that's it. He's actually played, interestingly enough, he's played a lot more catcher than third base in his career because he was a catcher for a long time.
Right,
right. Is Gabe going to play him there next?
Well, that's where I thought you were going to say that's where he was playing it. But then I'm like, hold on, Wilson Ramos is out of the game.
Meanwhile, the easy Google search I do with Santana at third base, the third headline says, Santana struggles at third base. Santana's struggling at third base.
Well, we got a split right now.
It's unbelievable. It is so the lineup is your prototypical leadoff hitter, 250-pound Carlos Santana. He did play well last night, home run. Santana, Boer. Oh, my God, the speed at the top of the lineup between those two. Santana, Boer, Cabrera, Hoskins cleanup. I like that move, moving him out of that two-hole. Williams, Hernandez, Alfaro's behind the plate tonight, batting seventh. Nick Pivetta pitching, hitting eighth. And Roman Quinn is your ninth hitter playing center field tonight.
Why is Wilson Ramos not playing? Can't play 2 days in a row?
I guess not.
Good God.
I guess not. Because you could have stacked him, the other slow guy. You could have just put them two, three. Right?
Yeah. We could just have an offensive lineman batting order.
Is he? You're not a Seinfeld guy, but there was there was an episode where George Costanza does the opposite of everything because everything that he did was wrong. So he said, "Well, if everything I'm doing is wrong, I'm going to do the opposite." You know what Gabe's doing with his lineup?
He certainly looks like a Seinfeld guy.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, he certainly. I know he was into all those episodes.
At Mark Cerise WIP, is Gabe Kapler a Seinfeld guy? Back to the phones. Let's talk to Gregory in Frankfurt. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you, buddy?
What up, Greg?
I'm good. I'm just going in. I definitely don't think the season is going to be gravy at all. Looking at the schedule, I think we got a pretty hard schedule. I think it's pretty crazy that a lot of these fans are calling in because I know that when it gets to the end of the season, if it comes down to the wire about going to the playoffs or going to the Super Bowl and we lose, everyone's going to be upset.
I agree with you.
I think that 100% I'm going to be nervous every game, just like before. I'm very happy we won the Super Bowl. I'm moving on from the Super Bowl now, even though I'm still happy, very happy. But I just think that, I don't know, I think that it's pretty nuts. I think a lot of these fans need to buckle down and get ready for the season because it might be a rough one, you know?
Ooh, might be a rough one.
At least to start off anyway, it might be.
I mean, I'm not... I don't know. I'm confused. Like I said, I'm just really happy.
Greg, by the way, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't think this is going to be an easy season at all, just because a lot of people are playing the season on paper. Mm-hmm. They've added to the team. They won the Super Bowl. Carson's going to be back. They'll still win 12 games. I don't see it being that easy.
No, not at all. I mean, I think we could go back to the Super Bowl, but I think it's going to be tough, especially with Carson being out, Alshon being out for like a month. I mean, We got a tough task ahead of us, but I think we can do it. But like I said, I'm going to be biting my nails the whole time.
All right, so Greg has not, Ike, changed at all as a fan. They haven't. As we had a caller earlier, was it Bob in Westchester that said it, Ben?
There's Bob somewhere.
I think in Westchester he said, things are different. We're not going to be the same as fans. The Super Bowl has changed Eagles fans forever, according to people. That it's gravy. Anything that happens from here on out, this season especially, they're not stressed. The edge is away. It's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe by the middle of the season if the team's struggling, I'll start getting ticked off. But this is gravy. We got the Super Bowl. It's gravy, Ike.
You've heard me say this before. I'll say it again. But more importantly, I want to let the caller say it because I see a caller on the board who also understands why we can't just give away seasons. Can't just give away seasons. Nothing is a guarantee. I want to wait to get him back on the break because I want to be able to talk in a little more in depth about it. So I don't want to
It's an excellent point. Also, I'd love to hear from some people that have had gruesome injuries. So you got what you were asking for, Ben. Ben's like, well, what are you going to do? Ask for people? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to ask for people that Jose Abreu.
Don't tweet me pictures of your gruesome injuries.
Yeah, I'm not going to look. So Jose Abreu, first baseman for the White Sox, been out of the lineup since last month. Mm-hmm. He had surgery for a testicular torsion. Here's what he said, quote, it was one of my testicles turned sideways and it was strangled. The doctor had to perform emergency surgery to save it. I never thought about it, but it was serious. So what happens is it gets turned sideways and it gets, quote unquote, strangled and it loses blood flow and then it more or less dies. So Jose Abreu had to have this emergency surgery because his guy got turned sideways and strangled. I'd say that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What's the worst injury you've seen as a professional athlete?
Well, I've seen ankle snapped.
Compound fractures?
Literally, yeah.
Ooh.
Snap. Seen some fingers. I've seen fingers pointed at all
Coy
sorts.
Coy Detmer,
yeah,
I've seen, dislocated his elbow.
Yeah, those are the ones that normally get you, right? The dislocated elbows or the dislocated fingers where you see the fingers pointing all the wrong direction.
The Torrey Smith finger.
Yeah. Yeah, you get those. You get those with a lot of D linemen. I think that's it. You know, other than that, other stuff that I've seen by watching, I've seen plenty of those type of injuries.
Gordon Hayward, Tim Crumry in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Bengals.
Plenty of those nasty ones, yeah.
You know, nasty.
You look at some of those NBA injuries. You mentioned Hayward's. Sean Livingston, still one of the most gruesome injuries. I give you another injury that a lot of people probably don't remember. Do you remember a running back for the Oakland Raiders named Napoleon, not Kaufman, Napoleon McCallum?
Yeah, sure.
He was a military guy.
A Navy.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a Navy guy. I think it was on a Monday night. The only way I could have been watching the Raiders and the 49ers play. I think it was a Monday night game.
Right.
And his knee. He had a real bad dislocated knee injury that night. Yeah, it was something he did. It may have ended his career. But the injury was so nasty. They kept showing, you know, he's showing in slow motion. Yeah, and it just looked. We all know about Theismann's injury. That made everybody sick. I was a kid when that happened.
Even LT was worried.
Yeah.
That's going to show.
I was
tell
watching
you something.
That game live when it happened.
888-729-9494.
Well, not live, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I remember it too. It.
Yeah.
I remember it. But if you've had a nasty injury, 888-729-9494. Mark's in Reese, and as an Eagle fan, is this season just gravy? No stress? Nothing else? Like, Super Bowl champs, I'm not worried.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.